Integrating skills. Reading. Using the keywords natural disaster, volcano, and hurricane on the computer, you have found the following book descriptions for an essay that your teacher wants you to write. 1. Here is an exciting guide to the eruptions and quakes that shape our planet. Look at the beautiful color photographs of volcanoes. Learn about the earliest instruments to study earthquakes, rocks that float in water, and the great eruption of Vesuvius. Find out how animals can sense earthquakes before people, where to hide during an earthquake, and much, much more. 2.
It is an amazing novel and some of the best writing I have ever read. The novel is about a single day in the life of a British official who drinks too much. The whole book is set in 1938, in a town at the foot of two volcanoes. I am amazed by the beautiful writing. Stay with this book. It will stay with you.
3. Hawaii remains as popular as ever, and this guide shows how to discover its least crowded island. The book invites readers to experience popular attractions, such as diving coral reefs and climbing active volcanoes, but also to go further by exploring hidden spots other guides do not mention. Each title in the Hidden series offers readers the comfort of detailed maps for hiking and diving tours. 4.
On the morning of April 18th, 1906, a terrible earthquake hit San Francisco, destroying almost the whole city and causing a fire that lasted for 3 days. The author writes about the human drama. Following more than 100 different characters over several days, he shows some of the extreme courage in those days, such as the tired firefighters who fought the fires. This new book, appearing exactly 95 years after the disaster, should be very popular with people who like reading about disasters, particularly those who enjoy the thrill of reading about danger from the safety of their favorite reading chair.
5. Big hurricanes are not often seen in the north of the USA, but on September 21st, 1938, just as many summer tourists were on the beach, closing up their seaside cottages, a disaster hit. Walls of water 50 feet high swept homes and whole families out to sea. According to the author, no one could have been prepared for the 1938 storm. Only the captain of a ship 150 miles north of Florida might have given warning. He did use his radio to tell the Coast Guard that his barometer showed one of the lowest readings ever in the North Atlantic. Although other books have been written about this terrible disaster and the destruction it caused, this book has interviews with hurricane survivors, their families, and friends. 6. The book is about a woman who lived her life from earliest childhood at the center of the Vietnam War. This is her story of love and loss. It is the story of all women who have lived through a war, with only their love, hope, and faith in God to give them strength to go on living. A great biography of an amazing family.
7. If you think the world's weather disasters hit us more often and with more power, you are right. 10 of the last 11 years have been the hottest in the past 150 years, filled with hurricanes, floods, and droughts worse than ever. Why? The book explains the extreme weather that we experience today as the result of human history and environmental pollution. The book reads as a terrifying forecast for the 21st century.